You can leave your backpacks. You can leave your backpacks. We'll bless those later. Come on up. Where'd my rope go? Guys, this is one of those Sundays where we have a sermon for kids that's really meant for adults, but you will also be able to listen to it and sort of follow along. Right? Can y'all come a little closer? I'm not going to bite you. Not today. Right? Okay. You can sit down. You can sit wherever you want. So I'm going to say something scandalous this morning. And I'm going to scandalize the church this morning. Y'all are going to be like, oh my gosh, this guy has been our rector for 3 years and we never knew. Do you know what it is that I'm going to say? No? No clue? Jade, do you know? No? My own daughter doesn't even know this about me. You ready? I don't like the Beatles. I told you I was going to scandalize the church this morning, right? Do y'all know who the Beatles are? Yeah, who are they?
Band.
Greatest rock band that ever lived, right? Right. That's true for everyone except for me. I like the Stones. Yeah. A lot of people like the Beatles and the Stones. But here's the deal. Here's what I can tell you. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you listening? Are you following along here? I like one Beatles song. One Beatles song. I'm just going to play you a little part of that one Beatles song. That's the one song that I like. Okay, you ready? You listening? Can y'all hear that over the PA? Anybody in here remember this song? Yeah? Have y'all heard this song before? Anyone? It's like a test for how well your parents are educating you about classic rock and roll. The sun is up, the sky is blue, it's beautiful, and so are you. Dear Prudence, once you come out and play. So here's what I can tell you about this song. It's the one Beatles song that I like. I don't like it because I like the music of the song, because you know. What do you know about me now? I don't like the Beatles, right? I don't like the song for the music. I like the song for the story. Do you know the story of this song? Oh, it's such a great story. It's such a wonderful story. Are you listening? Are you with me? Are you with me? So there's a woman named Prudence. And Prudence, hey George, what's up, buddy? Come sit right here, bud. Come sit right here. So there's a woman named Prudence Pharaoh. Prudence Pharaoh is the sister of a famous actor named Mia Farrow. And Prudence Pharaoh went over to India with three of the Beatles, with John and Paul and George. And John and Paul and George, raise your hand. Not that George, different George. John, Paul, and George, and Prudence, and a bunch of other people went over to India to an ashram to learn how to meditate. Now that's kind of a fancy word. We might say they went over to a church or a church retreat to learn how to pray. They were just doing it in a different tradition. And here's the deal about Prudence. Prudence was a very serious student about meditation. So each day John and Paul and George and Prudence and the others would wake up and they would go sit in the presence of this holy man who would teach them how to meditate or who would teach them how to pray. And then they would sit for a while and they would meditate together and they would pray together for a while. And then their group meditation, their group prayer would end. And then immediately Prudence would run back to her room all by herself and close the door and meditate. While John and Paul and George, these incredibly talented rock stars to some, John and Paul and George and all their friends would make music and share vegetarian meals and talk about what they had learned. And so John said that he thought that Prudence went back to her cell to meditate all by herself because she wanted to meet God first. And they were like, no, like, come on, Prudence, you're missing out. You're missing out on what's going on. You're missing out on, yeah, you're learning to meditate and you're going into the room and you're meditating by yourself, but you're missing out on the music. You're missing out on the conversations. You're missing out on the meals. You're missing out on this magic that happens when we're all together for everything. Did y'all listen to that gospel this morning? No, kind of. You kind of heard it. It also says some pretty scandalous things. Jesus said, unless you hate your mother and father, sister and brother, you can't be one of my disciples. And we're like, wait a minute, man. I thought Jesus talked about loving God and loving neighbors. That doesn't make sense, right? So it only makes sense if we think about it in this way. What is Jesus trying to do? How is Jesus trying to shake us up? So Jesus, you think like, golly, that's kind of mean. Jesus must have been a little bit meaner than I thought. No, Jesus is exaggerating. He's trying to get our attention here. He's trying to get us to come out and play. What Jesus is talking about, what Jesus is criticizing, what Jesus is saying like, hey, you guys are kind of doing this thing wrong, is that when you get so serious and so disciplined about your spiritual practice or your religious life or any other single aspect of your life, when it just takes you over and you become narrow and closed and you can't focus on anything else, you can't connect with the people who are right in front of you, then you're not doing it right. You've got to let it go. Or maybe hold it with soft hands is like how I like to describe it. Well, maybe how you would hold like a little bird or a bunny rabbit or a chiseler or some other animal. You know, you wouldn't squeeze it tight. You would hold it with soft hands, right? You know what I'm talking about? So here's the deal. Here's what I want to leave y'all with today, and I think this is really important. Maybe more important for y'all than your parents, because, you know, you get used to holding things with hard hands and you just kind of hold them that way. But we want to hold things with softer hands. When we're here at church and we're talking about the spiritual life, or we're talking about the religious life, or we're talking about living a good life, or we're talking about flourishing, or we're talking about well-being, those things aren't just for Sunday morning. I like to say we're followers of Jesus Monday through Saturday who happen to go to church on Sunday. This idea that love and well-being and goodness and flourishing would be in every part of our life, not just in church, not just in our religious life. I brought a prop. What's this?
A rope.
What do you see when I hold this rope? A rope. It's been used a lot. What else? Some hay, some grass. It's got a knot tied on it. What else? Can you see if I untwirled this rope?
It's weaved together.
Yeah. It's made of a lot of strands, right? So what if one of these strands was, say, our religious or spiritual life, and one of these strands was our family life? Are they meant to be separated like this?
No.
No, right. They're so much stronger when they're woven or twisted together. You see that? This is our goal. This is our goal, to have an integrated spiritual and religious life. One where our spiritual practice and our religious beliefs affect each aspect of our living. Not just our church going and our worship, but affect our schooling or our family life or our recreation, our sport, right? Anybody here playing lacrosse? I'm not. I'm just trying to get y'all to raise your hands. Yeah, I did back in the day. That's right. Here's what I want to leave you guys with. What we do here on Sunday morning is not meant just to stay here on Sunday morning. And I don't mean that you need to go read the Bible on the playground or anything like that. But I mean the feeling that you get when you're together with your family, when you're together with your friends, I hope you take it into the rest of your life. That's the point of all this. That's why Jesus is exaggerating when he says, like, unless you hate mother and father, brother and sister, you cannot be my disciple. We know that's not what he's talking about. It's so inconsistent with how he sees the world that we know he's exaggerating. He's trying to get us to wake up. He's trying to get us to bring this stuff that we learn in church into the rest of our lives. Cool? Do y'all like the Beatles?
Yeah.
I don't either. I'm in. You can go back to your parents.